Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Neil Haley Show. You can check me out on Twitter at Total Tutor and neilhaley.com. And this is going to be a really fun conversation. I'm excited to welcome the program celebrity Jessica Morris. Jessica, thanks for calling. You're going to talk about Ladies of the Lake.
Hi.
Amazon's Ladies of the Lake.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Absolutely, Jessica. Now, for our listeners out there, what would you consider your biggest break in acting? Tell us that story. That's because it's always a great thing to know when we decided to act and what kind of led you to where you are today.
I mean, my biggest break, I would say, was when I booked the role in One Life to Live, because before that I had done, like, my very first role was like a horror film, and I'd done like little roles here and there, but that was my biggest job that I booked. And I remember actually my agent, who was just really great and supportive, she kind of tricked me. She had me come into her office and didn't tell me what it was about. And this is after I had like flown to New York to screen test, come back, hadn't heard anything for a few months. And so she had me come into the office. I sat there. She looks at me very seriously and asks, "What happened when you were in New York?"
Yeah.
And I turned bright red. I like couldn't breathe. I thought I did something wrong. I thought I was in trouble or something. Like,
right.
I don't know. I don't know. I thought it was fine. And she was like, "Well, look at this." She hands me a piece of paper, and it was like the offer for the 5-year contract.
Wow.
And I was like, it took me a minute to like even process it, you know, because I was what? You know, and then I was just basically jumping up and down. And I remember my brother was in town visiting at the time, and I was just running and jumping and running down the hallway of my apartment. I'm just like so happy.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, it's interesting when you talk about a 5-year contract. Not many acting gigs get you a 5-year contract, right? No, not at all.
Yeah, exactly. That's why it was like a you know, my biggest, my first biggest job for sure.
And what would you say is one of your greatest memories of being on One Life to Live?
My greatest memory. Well, you know, I just, you know, I met a lot of good friends. I would say me and Melissa Archer, she's still like one of my best friends. And so meeting her was great. We just, we used to have fun together all the time. And I'm trying to think of an exact memory, but it was a while ago. I do remember one time, it was kind of funny. We both went to this event for the show. And we didn't understand what the attire was supposed to be.
Okay.
And so we both ended up dressing really inappropriately. But we did it together, so it's kind of funny when we look back, because everyone was dressed very kind of like business casual, and we were wearing like these big like faux fur coats. And we just went like total, just tacky, glammed out. Like, and I really don't know what we were thinking, but we were younger and we had fun with it, and everyone was just looking at us like we were bonkers.
Exactly. And that's the fun thing of doing shows for like that, for sure. And now, interesting, now your latest project involving Ladies of the Lake, because it was a book before this mini series on Amazon. So explain how this project developed, especially because it's very interesting to look at a book into a mini series and the kind of soap opera kind of relationship that it brings to the table with the writer. And maybe there's some sort of relationship from One Life to Live of why you're on this. So tell us about that.
Oh, you're asking like what the connection is
between being
involved in the blood soaps.
Yeah.
You know, it definitely is through connections that you make. I the friends that I have kept from the soap, you know, once they, you know, move back to LA, and then we hang out, and then, you know, through them, you can invite to a party, and then you meet someone else there, and then they invite you to another party. And then, yeah, you know, it's just, it's how it works. The networking is a huge part of getting work in the entertainment industry. And so it's the same in the soap world as it is, you know, with any other, I guess, type of acting or group of people.
Absolutely, I guess, but I was saying,
we're all the same actors, work with the same directors.
Yeah, I was looking at, you know, Days of Our Lives producer, if there was some sort of relationship you had with him based on When You Were Only One Life to Live, if he was involved producing. That's what I was wondering. Just because, again, having somebody who's that wrote the book, Ladies of the Lake, and then decided to put it into a miniseries, that's a little different, especially for this producer, right? Yeah, that's where I thought was really interesting.
Yeah, I mean, I had never worked on Days of Our Lives. I had met Michael Caruso, I believe, at a work event. And yeah, I think he just had, you know, seen my work around town and kind of thought that I was perfect for that series and for the character. So that worked out.
Absolutely. Is that so? The kind of looking at that story of Ken's whole story, that's a little different for somebody that, you know, he's produced before, but wrote a book and then it ends up becoming a miniseries. Is he used to doing that? Has he done other where he's kind of wrote a screenplay before, a screenwrite before it ended up becoming a TV show or miniseries?
This is the only one I know of, but I mean, he could have some secret novels, you know, hiding that I don't know about. Hopefully he does. It'd be great if he had some other cool ideas for some series.
And that brings some of the fans to the table before even the miniseries comes out, right? Because people that have read the book, right? The novel.
Right.
That's cool.
Exactly. Which always makes you kind of nervous because you know you don't want to give storylines away when you do interviews, but you're kind of, well, the book, so I guess you can't tell everyone what it's about because they're going to know anyway.
Exactly. You're gonna see those certain situations where, yeah, and that, there you go, for sure. Let's kind of talk about your character, and then we'll talk about Ladies of the Lake, kind of the connection of those two. Sure, go ahead. Yeah, so tell us a little bit about it.
I'm sorry.
No, I wanted you to tell us
about what?
About Ladies of the Lake, your character.
Oh, yeah, it's about these women that live in this fictional, kind of very wealthy, ritzy community. And as perfect as they seem on the outside, they have a lot of secrets and, you know, kind of abusive relationships and husbands and things that they're trying to overcome. And little by little, they all kind of gather their strength and, you know, their unity as friends and start offing their husbands. And hopefully you don't feel too, you know, judgmental about that, because even though it is a terrible thing to kill someone in this series, I think you really feel for the women and you're just glad that they're getting out of those situations. And, you know, there could be better ways to do that, let's say in real life, in yes. a fictional circumstance. It's very entertaining to watch.
It definitely seems like it's going to be something that's entertaining to watch because of the fact that, you know, some people just are fed up with what their cheating husbands or whatever, abusive husbands, and what a way to kind of live through this and say, oh my gosh, this is they did the
exactly.
Ladies of the Lake did the right thing for sure. And so,
right.
Anyways,
so,
yeah.
You know, women at home that are just like so angry with their husbands and can't believe what they've done, they can watch the show and just live vicariously through us. Don't actually kill your husbands, because then you're going to end up on Orange Is the New Black, and that's not going to be good.
And they're going to be on Orange Is the New Black, but they're not going to be on Netflix's. They're going to be behind bars.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. So no advice on this for sure, and all those different things. Have you been connecting on social media with people that have read the book even before the series has come out and saying, oh, I can't wait to watch this because I've read the book and really loved it?
You know, that's a great idea. I think that, you know, I should have talked to you and you should have given me that advice like months before. I didn't even think to do that.
Yeah, you wouldn't believe these connections of Amazon original programming that it's really cool, because some of them were books before they became shows, and that you're mm-hmm. bringing this whole audience in before even it starts, and it kind of, they have their favorite characters and they like specific things. So it's definitely a great opportunity. So, but again, I look at your laundry list of projects, Jessica, and the short time we have, let's list some more of them. Give us some other things that are updated, so our listeners out there can check you out for other things, not just Ladies of the Lake. You have some other stuff coming up too, don't you?
Yeah. Well, you know, I just finished doing another Lifetime movie called The Wrong Man. And that is going to be pretty awesome. I really like this. I've done a lot of those movies. I've done like The Wrong Roommate, The Wrong Student. And, you know, they keep making these, you know, turning these movies out. But this one I think is going to be really fun and really sexy and really dynamic. Vivica Fox is in this one again, and Rip Hillis is in it and does a fantastic job. Yeah, so that you should look out for probably in the next few months. I've got a comedy called The Hollywoodents that's available on iTunes currently. And I'm just working on a bunch of writing projects. All of a sudden, I just developed a little writing career. And so any free time that I have, I'm writing.
Fantastic. So you enjoy writing. So that just adds another part of your repertoire. So that, hey, you know, I don't just act, but I also can write. So what types of things are you writing? Are you trying to write different movies, television?
I got the opportunity to, I'd written a drama thriller script a couple years ago and kind of put it. We kind of developed this into a great Lifetime movie. And since I've done a handful of Lifetime movies already, I kind of already know the format anyway, but you know, the writing format is a totally different thing. So I did that, and now I'm also developing two more, you know, Lifetime drama thriller movies. So I guess it was sort of an easy transition to go from them because I'm just already sort of in that world.
Yeah, you definitely seem for sure in that world. And what do you think of the fans in Lifetime? They really are into it, aren't they, these movies that come out?
Yeah, oh, they love it. Yeah. They're so funny. On Twitter, when you're watching the movie and the people that tweet in, they're great. It's like they love the shirtless men and the crazy women. That's why I just really want to play crazy. Always play like the victim, you know, like the protagonist, which is great too. I mean, I love being the lead, like, you know, ingenue or whatever, but like I would love to, that's what I'm writing for myself. One of the pieces I'm writing for myself to play is one where I can just go, you know, all out crazy.
Hey, that's what it is. You got to entertain, right? And you're definitely coming with a platform to do that. And Lifetime, definitely some of these men make the wrong decisions on Lifetime with these different things. And it happens in real life as well, Jessica, and that men just don't make always the right decisions. We all
under, yeah, neither do women. None of us do.
And we can kind of live vicariously through characters like yourself instead of making a big mistake.
In real life, there's consequences. You know, if you do something bad or crazy in real life, all of a sudden you're having to pay for it and you're having to take responsibility, and that's never fun. But as when you're acting, you know, as a character, you can just do whatever you want, and then they get cut, and you're free and clear. It's awesome.
There's no more worries. Exactly. And so that's for sure. Yeah. So Jessica, the best place we can find information on you and connect with you on social media and stuff, everyone needs to check out again, Amazon's Ladies of the Lake and also all your other projects, but best place, I'm sure you seem like you're really connected social media wise that we can connect with you so that you can go out and tell our listeners what your latest stuff is. Where can we go?
Jessica Morris 01 and Jessica A. Morris.
Fantastic. Jessica, you're definitely a treat. Now you have to reach out to these book fans. This is what Amazon is going to say. It's easy with the Lifetime, and it is easy with the other. You wouldn't believe, but you'll see a different type of social media audience, but ones that really like those mysteries. So definitely good talking to you. I hope great success on all the other projects. And I'm impressed by the writing as well. Keep that up as well. That's going
to
keep you working.
Thank you so much. I really enjoyed talking to you.
And it was great talking to you. And best of luck. Take care.
Thanks.
All right. Thanks. Bye-bye. You're listening to the Neil Haley Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.